This news update's being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. In Huron County District Court, visiting Judge Prill heard from a Michigan man that's facing a legal gauntlet that could land him behind bars for years. On March 14th in Verona Township, Justin Michael Whalen was apprehended and is charged with felony operating while intoxicated, his third offense, a charge amplified by prior convictions from 2018 to 2021. The stakes are high. A potential 1 to 5 years in prison, thousands in fines, and even the forfeiture of his vehicle. But the court isn't just setting a bond, they're imposing a digital tether. Whalen, who's already posted an $8,000 10% bond, is now under a strict alcohol ban and will likely be fitted with a SCRAM or SoberLink device, ensuring constant sobriety monitoring. His legal battle heats up with a probable cause conference scheduled for March 26th, followed by a preliminary exam on April 10th. In a strategic move, prosecutors plan to introduce a lab report in place of live testimony, aiming to streamline their case. With court-appointed counsel Michelle Siv now on board, Whalen's next few weeks will be critical as he navigates these serious charges under intense scrutiny. And where small-town politics just got a little bit louder. In Tuscola County, a proposed recall effort targeting Carroll Mayor Karen Snyder has officially hit a wall, and not quietly. The process began earlier this month when a petition was filed seeking her removal from office. But before voters could weigh in, Tuscola County Election Commission had one job: determine whether the claims behind that recall were clear, factual, and legally solid. So what was the accusation? The petition alleged that Mayor Snyder failed to enforce a key provision of the police chief's employment contract, specifically a required work schedule, according to FOIA response, didn't appear to exist. That claim went under the microscope during a public session on March the 18th. The verdict? Unanimous and decisive. All three members of the commission voted no, finding the recall language lacked the clarity and factual grounding required by law. The petition is denied. But the story may not be over yet. State law allows the petition's sponsors or the mayor herself to appeal the decision to the Tuscola County Circuit Court. The clock is already ticking with a deadline set for March the 28th. So while this ruling's one step closer, the next could be just days away. And a quiet Friday night in Lapeer County turned into a tense overnight standoff after gunfire shattered the calm in a Columbiaville neighborhood. Authorities say a 33-year-old Flint man identified as Henry Keenan is now facing serious charges, including attempted murder, following what investigators describe as a violent confrontation inside a home on Mount Morris Road. According to Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, Keenan had been staying at the residence when the situation escalated just before midnight. Deputies say he armed himself with a gun and demanded cell phones and car keys from two men inside the home, ages 57 and 45. The victims managed to escape, running in different directions to nearby houses, where they urged neighbors call 911. Those neighbors reported hearing multiple gunshots moments before the frantic knocks at their doors. Despite the barrage of gunfire, no one was physically injured. What followed was a high-stakes response from law enforcement. A special response team surrounded the home, deploying drones overhead and bringing in an armored vehicle as they worked to assess the situation. For hours, there was no communication from inside and no clear sign of movement. Then, Just after 3:30 Saturday morning, the standoff ended. Keenan surrendered peacefully and was taken into custody without further incident. Keenan appeared in Lapeer County District Court on Tuesday and was arraigned on the following 10 charges: assault with intent to murder, 2 counts of armed robbery, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, 2 counts of felonious assault, 4 counts of using a firearm to commit a felony. If convicted of on the most serious charge, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. A probable cause hearing is scheduled for March 27th. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley & Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come and check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buy deals on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at Ashley in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later with no interest until 2031? You can. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time event that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we do have one obituary this morning. Joshua Sorensen, age 44, of Cass City, passed away on Sunday, March the 15th. He was born May 2nd, 1981, in Cass City. He is survived by his parents, Carolyn and Craig Sorensen of Cass City, his daughters Morgan and Lily, his brothers Jared and Justin, and his sister Caitlin. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Thursday, March 19th, in the First Baptist Church, Cass City, with a funeral service to be held at noon, March 19th, in First Baptist Church, Cass City. Interment will be held at Hillside Cemetery of Cass City. Memorials may be made to the family at their discretion or to the First Baptist Church of Cass City. The family was assisted with arrangements by Cran's Funeral Home.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. The Pentagon has formally requested over $200 billion in emergency funding to support ongoing military operations related to the conflict with Iran. This request comes as U.S. forces increase their presence in the Persian Gulf and engage in defensive operations to protect energy infrastructure. The budget request is expected to spark intense debate in Congress as the country also deals with partial government shutdown. Military leaders argue the funds are critical for maintaining readiness and protecting American assets in a rapidly escalating theater. And European Union leaders are meeting in Brussels today for an emergency summit to discuss the impacts of the Iran war. The primary agenda items include soaring energy prices and potential for new refugee crisis as people flee the conflict zone. The summit is also attempting to resolve a deadlock over a major loan for Ukraine, which is currently being blocked by Hungary. Leaders are under pressure to show a united front as geopolitical situation grows more volatile. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. As well as Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buys on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at just $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later? You can. No interest until 2031. Visit Ashley's in Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley in Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at this hour's news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.